This is Cook County Middle School News. Yeah! Hi, I'm April Wallstrom, Cook County Middle School and High School Science teacher. In seventh grade science, we have been investigating the scientific method through setting up a long-term plant experiment. Students were able to pick what kind of plant they would like to grow, and then they were able to choose what conditions that seed was placed in to see what might make that plant grow better. Some students chose to put it in sandy soil, others black soil. Some chose to use fertilizer compared to not using fertilizer. Others chose light conditions and temperature conditions.
Hi, I'm Isaac, and this is my partner, Harvey. And in seventh grade science, we've been experimenting with plants in different environments. For our experiment, we had two different specimens. One we just gave water, and the other we gave Miracle-Gro, which is a fertilizer that you can find at most department stores.
Through our research, we discovered that if you add the right environment for plants, it works pretty well, and that Miracle-Gro is pretty effective.
So this particular experiment was to help the students learn experimental design and the scientific method. And so at the beginning of the year, they developed their own procedure and how they were going to answer the question that they had lingering in their minds about plant growth. And since then, they have been measuring and waiting and watching. And some students have had great success and plants are growing, and some they are just starting to sprout, and others have not seen anything grow at all. But it's all science.
My name is Claire, and this is my partner,
Meredith.
And we have been studying our plants and if fertilizer makes the plant grow better. Our hypothesis is that it would.
We are growing a lavender plant, and we have one fertilizer and one not fertilizer, and we put them under a grow light and see what happens. So far, our results are that no plants are growing, so we don't know what is going to happen.
Our plants haven't been growing at all because I think we overwatered them a lot in the beginning, and then we've been decreasing the water, but it still hasn't been doing anything, so yeah.
Middle school kids are great fun because they get into everything. Every day when they come to class, they are excited to check on the progress of their plant and make sure that they take care of it with a little bit of water or whatever their treatment condition might be. And it is fun to see them come in ready to go and engaged in what they're trying to figure out.
Hi, my name is Maya, and here's my partner in crime,
Bryn.
Our hypothesis was that we would talk to our plants, and the ones we have four plants, two in square pots and two in circle pots. We talk to the circles and say they're bad and yell at them. And then we nurture and reinforce and say nice things to the squares. And hopefully we'll come up with some results.
Our results ended up just being that the circles are growing better than the squares. So our nurturing, caring motherness to the squares is not working very well. And even though the squares are getting more sun than the circles, it's just not working very much.
We water them the same amounts, and we put them in the window, but we like to adjust it at angles that favor the squares so they get the prime light.
And then we were originally planning to tuck them in at night, the squares, with paper towels as blankets and sing them lullabies, but that we never ended up doing that, so.
Would have been too hard.
It's been really fun to watch the other kids in our class look at us funny when we're saying, "Oh, good plant, good plant. You're growing so big and strong. I love you so much." And then telling them that we hate the circles. It's been kind of funny to watch that.
This is just a fun time in their lives because many of them are just experiencing a lot of changes in life, and science very much relates to the investigation of many of their questions that they have lingering. I love this age with all the curiosity that it brings. Thank you for listening to Cook County Middle School News.